hath itself without form and void, only an emptiness, formless, a dark, endless waste of water. No living thing, no plant or tree, no bird or animal. This is before people, before anything at all. A void, sitting silent, still. And then, nothing.
right, so that was Training Wheels by Birds of Prey. They're from Montreal, and they're actually my friends, so really cool. They just put that EP out on July 5th. Yeah, so make sure to go check it out. It's Birds of Prey, Prey with three R's. Yeah, very awesome. Next up, I've got another Canadian band. They were pretty big back in the 2000s, but they just got back together so that they can perform at the big emo festival in Toronto. I forget what it's called, but yeah, I guess they're considered to be like Northeast emo or something. They're called Newfound Interest in Connecticut, and this is their song, And It Sings for Itself.
Thank you. guys, now we're all going to walk in silence. Complete silence.
Towards the cart?
Let's just walk back the same direction we came.
Alright.
Oh, we got everything.
Listen to Scream Therapy, a show about the link between punk rock and mental health, hosted by me, Jason Schurz. I've been part of the music scene for more than 30 years. I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, and my whole life was thrown sideways. As part of my recovery, I've slowly returned to the music that I love. Join me and my resilient guests for no-holds-barred conversations right here on CJSF 90.1 FM, Simon Fraser University, Thursdays at 12:30 a.m. And until then, take care and be well.
Away.
All right, so that was Go Sailor by, or Bigger Than an Ocean, sorry, by Go Sailor. Classic twee pop or cuddlecore, I guess. I love Rose Melberg, so I think Go Sailor might be one of my favorite projects of hers. I've got one last song for you guys today. I'm Mia. I was doing the open mic from 2 to 3, just playing my favorite songs from the week. And yeah, this is CJSF 90.1 FM from Simon Fraser University. Yeah, my last song I've decided is going to be Number One Song in Heaven by Sparks, who I really love. I was recently watching a bunch of old videos about the Tropicana Motel in LA, where a bunch of amazing rock stars and musicians stayed at in like the 70s. And I think as Ron from Sparks was kind of giving a tour of the motel, and that made me want to listen to his music again. So, yeah. I also got to see them in Japan, which is really, really great. They're really old now, so I never thought it would happen, but I got these like last minute tickets online and went to this huge festival, and they're amazing. So yeah, thanks everyone for listening, and yeah, peace out.